Can you reaffirm to me, as a board, your confidence in the CEO?
Absolutely. We have absolute confidence in the CEO.
Individually?
Every single board member have their.
Well, no.
Absolutely.
Yeah. The position of the board is that they have absolute confidence in the CEO. But taking your point from before, Brett, I know you've been in the industry for a very long time, and you've mentored me to a certain extent over the years. I've learned a lot from you. What we can say is that have we done everything perfectly? No, we haven't. Have we made mistakes along the way? Yes. Could we have been more inclusive? Absolutely, yes. And whether it's late or delayed, whatever it is, we're here, we're, there's a bit of mea culpa here. We do want to hear from people. We do want to make it right.
What I would say on that, Aaron, is again, I've heard a lot of that today, and that's fine. But it's been a lot of you tell us what you need. The members have clearly spoken that the direction of Outer today is fundamentally broken. They are asking you to change that direction. Saying, tell us what you want, I don't think is the entire solution to that problem. I think Outer has to give a clear indication of the direction that they want to take to engage their membership. We've acknowledged today that Outer is a membership-driven organisation. I think everyone in this room wants to know what Outer is going to do to change moving forward.
Yeah, and the change tomorrow starts today. And we need to formalise, I think, an engagement process to continue this two-way discussion that we've started today. And that's something that the board is going to be taking away from today's discussion and formulating something to better engage with members and hear it. And it's people like you, Brett, that we need involved in that process. You're very well respected by, I'm sure, everyone on the board and the industry generally. So, we can learn from our mistakes.